Hey, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to Seggy Station, just a man that has a nickname, always out to say with no shame. Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. Hope all is well out there, everybody. Hope everyone's staying safe. Nick Segaline here. You're listening to Seggy Station Podcast. My brother Alex stopping through today to touch up on some sports. A lot of things to touch up on the sports world as we're already into week 10 of the NFL season. NBA hoops are back, and we got to touch up on the in-season tournament that took place inaugurally this past Friday. College hoops are back, and you got the UConn women starting their season tonight. The UConn men looking to repeat as back-to-back champions, and a lot of headway going on with college football. A lot of news there. Obviously, we still have the four-team playoff, so we're still dealing with that nonsense. But a lot of storylines coming out of college football as well, with college hoops really cranking back up. Hockey back in the swing of things. Without the swing, golf making some news with the LIV Tour. And plenty of stuff to go around when it comes to the sports world. On top of all,
I think it's pretty scary, man. I really do. I think I talk all the time about how there's so many people out there and all these kind of things happening
around us. And, you know, it's a very precious thing, life. And I think the older you get, the more you kind of realize that, the more you kind of try and not take things for granted and just try and enjoy as much of this time that you get here as you can. Excited to be here today to catch up on some of those conversations and some of the things happening in the sports world. My brother's here to stop by to do that with me. I haven't heard from him in a while, and he's been down in Georgia for over a year now. So definitely miss him. Definitely looking forward to catching up with him. And yeah, there's plenty to do. Plenty to do. Should be here in a minute. Should be a good show. I know you were doing that. I haven't even talked to you very much, bro. What?
Yeah, I've been busy. Just freaking getting shit cleaned up and all that. And, yeah, Al's parents are coming down this weekend, so we're getting shit cleaned up.
That's good.
Yeah, we had him for like a little bit. I definitely told Dad. I thought I told you too. But yeah, he was cool. He was like a cattle dog shepherd. He was a pain in the ass though, dude. Like nonstop energy, freaking brutal. But he was cool.
Damn, no wonder why I haven't heard much from you. Miss you. I haven't seen you in a minute. I haven't talked to you. You're looking good. How's work going? All right.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Work's going good. Just plugging away. I work from home, you know that. So I just chill, do my thing, hang with the dog, go for a walk. That's about it. Relax, wait for sports to come on.
Yeah, so, you're a freaking
been
bum.
Pretty crazy landscape.
Yeah, dude,
yeah,
it is.
I'm playing golf a little bit. That's about it.
That's solid. Yeah, I played 9 indoors last night. Saw Uncle Matty. Hadn't seen him in a minute. I've been hanging with Dad when I'm not working and taking care of the dog. But, yeah, other than that, just working a bunch, man. Freaking now back at the indoor and then helping Jerry when I can. Fucking, it's a pain in the ass. It really is.
You working more over at Jerry's still? Are you working full-time there?
No, I was working full-time there. Not by choice, but basically because I've been fucked over so many times. Yeah, fucking, I don't know. It's been weird that it's been a little laggy with the lessons just because I haven't had much time to fucking even. still go to bed at a reasonable time than watch a World Series game tipping at fucking 8:30 at night. I don't know. That's me with the MLB, and I feel bad for the MLB because they got a lot of talented players. They got a lot of good changes going on, and their shit's still going down the tubes because they can't see that that's the most easiest thing they can change, and they refuse to do it. Stupid.
Yeah. Seems like it's pretty, you know, all these other leagues are changing their schedules and they're, you know, this and that, and then they're just, MLB, like, did a couple of things, like you said, pitch clock or whatever, they did that. That seemed like it did something, maybe, I don't know, but.
Yeah, dude, all those changes did great things.
That league's stuck in the past, dude.
Yeah,
no. That league is stuck in the past. There always will be.
They did great things for the league. They can easily change the schedule and have them playing postseason baseball at a more reasonable time for baseball conditions and for fans to be able to watch your games and have much better, not only viewership, but more attentiveness to your damn sport when you're looking for people to be attentive to your sport. I mean, the NFL doesn't have to do that, because I've always said, just like I said, yeah, even when we're fucking terrible, we're going to watch because the games only go on for so long and then they're gone. I mean, think about it. You only got seven more Giants games. Seven more Giants games and then that's it.
later?
No, I got work. I work literally. Yeah, this is like, that's the thing. I don't really have a day off. No days off. No days off here, pal.
It's a great motto, man. That's a great way to finish. No days off. Keep grinding, baby.
Yeah, fuck you. All right, love you, bro. See ya.
All right, love you. I'll talk to you.
Yep. See ya. Oh, man. Well, at least I got in some NFL, some college football, some college basketball, some NBA. Some of the things I had to get out. Forgot to get in the Taylor Swift thing with my bro. Wonder how he's feeling about that. He's kind of into the music and stuff, though. He might like that. I don't know. It's all it's about now. It's a show. It's entertainment, right? When we're fucking watching the game, rather than just watching the game, I got to see people celebrating in the stands. Or that's another thing with, like, the Cowboys. That's the one thing I love about the Cowboys. Go watch any football game. Anytime they score, do something well or something, or defense picks them off or whatever. Like, any other team, you don't see their owner. They don't pan to the fucking owner. Except the Dallas Cowboys. Always paying into the owner. You always got to see the owner. In Chiefs games, you always got to see Taylor Swift. It's like... That's better. Definitely hyped about the Thunder. And yeah, my brother is definitely right. Betting on the NBA is difficult, for sure. You can't bet on the NBA every night, that's for sure. And yeah, recently I've not been able to bet as much, paying for other shit, grinding for other shit, and almost you end up wishing this or wishing that, or, you know, at the end of the day, you can only do what you can do. Can't really regret the choices you make. You just gotta live with them. You gotta keep grinding, like my brother has been saying for me today. Glad he came through. Glad I got to see him. Glad anybody came by to check out the podcast. Appreciate all love and support as always. And as always, It's the man with a nickname. Till next time, everybody. Peace and love. Stay safe out there. You're listening to Seggy Station. Deuces.